I'm Scott Mudge, and I gave my life to Jesus as a 13-year-old at church camp up in northern Michigan.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today.
So I grew up in the church. My mom and dad were always very involved in church. We were always at church whenever it was open. And church camp was a highlight of the summer, like it is for all teenage boys. You want to go to camp, get away for a week. And so I had been to that camp several times, really enjoyed it. It was my favorite place to go in the summertime. This time was a little bit different because before camp started, I lost my best friend. He died in a tractor accident. And it affected me more than I thought. And so when I got to camp, throughout the whole week, talking with different adults about the situation and things like that, and then at the end of the camp week, they always do an altar call. Beautiful little cabin, an old preacher up there gives the altar call, and I was the first one there to the altar. As soon as he gave the call, I jumped out of my seat because I was ready to give my life to Christ at that moment. It was all just too real, trying to live without Christ. Even though I'd heard the gospel many times, this was an opportunity for me to really settle in and give my life to Christ, which I did. The problem with that was the next day, because nobody told me or I didn't hear that you should share this with someone, that you should tell somebody that you've given your life to Christ. And I didn't tell even my parents when I got home that I had done this. We had a small church. We didn't have a youth pastor, no youth group. So I was kind of on an island. Tried to read scripture, reading different devotionals, trying to figure things out on my own. It just wasn't working. And it led me down a path which was very difficult. And high school was hard because we'd moved from one city to another. So I moved to a brand new high school my freshman year and didn't know really anybody. And so that was just a difficult time. I was the outsider throughout all of my high school days. They were nice to me, but I was just the outside kid that didn't grow up with all of them. So that was tough. And so when Sue and I got married, moved to Florida, started our careers, got involved with this church. So we've been coming to this Alliance Church for about 30 years now. And it was there where I found a bit of purpose. So I got put on the governing board as a member at large, like we do here in our church. And during one of those meetings, the youth guy at that time, youth pastor, said he needed help with the youth group. And so I quickly volunteered for that, thinking this is the way for me to get plugged in. Plus, it was giving me a chance to deal with those teenage kids like I was and give them someone to support them. And so fast forward 30 years of working in corporate America, and I got a chance to come on staff for the church. And that's where going to camp and that whole thing, the flashbacks just overcame me. You know, it was amazing to be able to go to camp with kids now and walk with them through the process of either giving their life or finding purpose in their world. That really became my purpose. So when Sarah was 6, she came down with a very severe illness, spent 53 days in the hospital. She had meningitis and encephalitis at the same time. So her prognosis was very grim, especially in the early days. They didn't think she'd survive. And we were in the pediatric ICU at the hospital, and I could only stay in the room for so long. So I would wander the halls in the pediatric center, and you could tell right away those that were faith believers and those that were just living life. It was just a drastic contrast. And I remember going into one of the rooms, talking to the nurse who was in there. There were no adults in the room, just a small baby in an incubator. And it had been born from a mother who was addicted to drugs. And so it was taken from their custody and it was all alone. And so the nurses would come in from time to time to touch the baby just so it could have a human contact. And so I got permission from the nurse, can I come by and do that from time to time myself? And they were more than happy to allow me to come in and talk to the baby and to touch its hand. But Sarah was in the hospital for 53 days. And the church was very supportive. Everybody was praying. She dropped into a coma, and she was in a coma for almost a month. Because if she didn't come out of the coma that weekend, we were going to have to take her home and provide home health care for her. because our insurance was just running out. It was Easter morning. The Easter bunny had already been by, because of course hospitals have Easter bunnies for all the kids. And I was just in the room, just, you know, unhappy with being in a hospital on Easter instead of being with my family at church on Easter Sunday. By mid-morning, they decided to take Sarah out of the bed and stack her into a wheelchair. They had to literally lock her down in the wheelchair and just give her a different view, just take her around. We didn't know how much she was understanding or seeing, but just to get her out of the room for a little bit. And I hear this screaming from the hallway, because I'm still in the room, and I think, what's going on? And my wife comes around and says, come, quick. So I'm thinking there's something serious going on. I get around the corner, and there's Sarah laughing. She had come out of her coma that day, started talking, and then got her into physical therapy the very next day. God being involved in that whole picture in so many different ways, it was just, you know, unexplainable outside of God. Yeah, now that I'm far down the trail and, you know, in my mid-60s, you know, I'm pointing homeward bound now. So things that happen in my life, I'm trying to point others in the direction of Christ and all that he's done for me, knowing the fact and being confident in that fact that, you know, one day soon I will be with the Lord, and looking forward to that. But while I'm here on earth and I still have breath, you know, the challenge is to continue to work for him and to present him and show him around to anyone I come in contact with. And there are days I do well and days I don't do well, but that is a focus of mine, is just to pour into those around me and show the love of Christ in some tangible way.
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.